It is uncertain to what point the construction works at Akunora had expanded when Hardy's left Japan in 1861. It is unknown if the smithy and the separate foundry were also built by him and his team. The plans at the Rotterdam City Archives suggest a stop of 2 years before new projects were set up. By then, the Japanese government had requested that the Dutch trading company contract several civil engineers for a period of 4 years to continue the building project. We find plans for new buildings, a new turnery, and even a steam-powered slipway where ships could be hauled on land for repairs and maintenance. But it is unclear how many of these projects were actually realized. The slipway project was abandoned in 1864. Actually, the Japanese government wanted to concentrate its naval forces near the capital, as they had done with the Naval Academy, and ordered the Dutch civil engineer, Remy, to move his activities to Edo. Both he and his successor, Nering Bogel, refused under the pretext that the extra payments they demanded were turned down. But they were probably uncomfortable with the growing xenophobic violence in the capital and preferred the relative calm of Nagasaki. They did not complete the period of their contract, and without Western management, the Akunora construction plant rapidly fell into disuse. The first operational slipways and dry docks in Japan were the ones at Yokosuka, built by French engineers in 1865 to 1879.